two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 30 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. The latest snow totals show so far, Utah's having its best winter in nearly 20 years. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the breakdown.
The Division of Water Resources reports our statewide snowpack is sitting at 183% of normal for this time of year, something we haven't seen since 2005. But that doesn't erase the drought.
Division of Water Resources Director Candace Hassenjaeger says there's still a lot of drought left in the state.
We are anticipating it will take a couple more years of good snowpack and good water supply to get us fully out of the drought conditions we've been in.
Most of the state is still in either severe or extreme drought, but none of the state is currently at what's considered the worst drought level, exceptional. KSL News Time 6:31. Who knew Utah Senator Mike Lee was a Swiftie? He took advantage of a Senate committee today to quote Taylor Swift.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today was all about the mess fans had to deal with to get tickets to Swift's concerts. Remember, many fans were kicked out of Ticketmaster. They had prices changed on them and missed out on tickets within minutes, only then to have tickets jump up thousands of dollars.
The ticketing market in the United States is a complex industry involving artists, agents, promoters, venues, primary and secondary ticketing companies, and, of course, fans.
Senator Lee focused his comments on concerns that Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, is not being held accountable to protect competition, and he also used Swift lyrics multiple times.
She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. is poised to approve sending tanks to Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. announcement is expected to come tomorrow in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will provide Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Officials say the cost of the U.S. tanks would be covered by a Ukraine assistance package. A tornado ripping through Pasadena, Texas this afternoon, destroying homes and businesses in its path.
We were all inside the tornado. We could hear the noise. The drop-down ceiling inside started lifting up and down. We all went into the bathroom. The storm went over pretty quick. We came outside and saw all this damage.
The tornado caused significant damage in several Houston area communities. Police say yesterday's mass shooting in Northern California was not a hate crime.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
Seven people are dead, one badly injured after an active shooter opened fire at two mushroom farms. Meantime, California investigators are still working to learn the motive behind a fatal shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration on Saturday. Police today releasing the identities of the 11 people killed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Florida judge has approved a request to add Brian Laundrie's former lawyer to a lawsuit against his parents. Laundrie accused of killing Gabby Petito, of course. The suit against his family attorney was filed by Petito's parents. They originally filed a lawsuit against Laundrie's parents, accusing them of knowing that their son murdered Gabby. They were aware of the location of her remains but refused to speak. That is the charge. Pregnant women would be given the green light to legally drive in the carpool lane if a proposed bill makes it through the Utah legislature.
We recognize here in Utah that an unborn child is their own individual. and they should be counted as one.
Bill sponsor Stephanie Grecius of the House tells David Dejanovic to contest a ticket in court. A pregnant woman would submit a letter from her doctor saying that she's pregnant. Local and federal officials say they've seized millions of dollars of drugs as part of a major trafficking investigation here.
Today, Salt Lake City Police and other members of the DEA Metro Narcotics Task Force announced the seizure of more than 40 kilograms of a drug known as bath salts, along with more than $8 million combined worth of real estate, cash, and other assets.
Bath salt distributors and distribution of bath salts is widespread throughout the Salt Lake Valley.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says bath salts are also becoming more common locally. The drug can cause agitation, paranoia, delusions, aggression, and can lead to death. Officials couldn't offer more details on these specific investigations, but they wanted to send a clear message.
We will not let drug trafficking go unchecked in Salt Lake City or in the state of Utah.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. We're learning new details today about the murder-suicide in Enoch earlier this month. A search warrant of the Haight family shows that it was actually neighbors, not law enforcement, who discovered the family. Police say Michael Haight shot and killed his entire family, his wife, five kids, his mother-in-law. Police at this date are still continuing their investigation of the scene. KSL News Time, 6:35.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.